are not moving at the minute, and that's it.
And are you optimistic of a solution to this?
Well, sure, we have to stand up for our rights. Like, at the end of the day, it's not about us looking for money. Like, we just want to. We haven't had a raise for 9 years now at this stage, and they're looking to take more money out of our pocket. We just can't afford it. Like, basically, and that's it.
This is just one of the picket lines across the county. What kind of support are you getting from the public?
Well, massive support, to be honest with you. Just after getting word there, there's people sending up soup and sandwiches and things like that there. Like, and but just people are all behind us from what we can see here, anyway.
The company would have us believe, and it's their view, and who's to say it's not right, that, you know, it's going to go bust effectively unless there is some compromise. Do you believe that?
At the end of the day, it's been bad management, and it's not the workers' fault. Like, it's been badly run as far as we can see. There's no actual figures for us. Like, we haven't been shown figures or anything. We've just been told we have to take these cuts. It's like something that they have to sit down and talk about. Like, it's not something that can be just pushed on people. Like, we haven't been given any figures, so we don't know how bad the company is. Like,
and finally, you all have bills to pay and mortgages to pay and all that type of thing. I mean, is there a time limit, and how long you can do this for?
Well, I suppose that's an open-ended question. Like, I mean, you have to stand up for what you're believing. Like, at the end of the day, different people have different financial situations, but the sooner sorted, the better. Like, definitely, without a doubt.